Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
216-474-0092. I don't know why I'm throwing out the number other than the transition, because we go to the phones and we welcome in the dangerous one, Daryl Ryder. Hello, Daryl.
Hello, guys.
Grade the draft.
Grade the draft.
I told you so.
Yeah, I don't know what your problem is. You know what? Let's start with that.
Here we go.
I don't know why you decided to come after me and tag me in your little poster when I didn't say anything to you. I hope we recorded that one. I didn't say anything to you about defensive tackles or offensive linemen and not wanting to take those guys. I don't know what all of a sudden you got the red ass going about the coworkers that you have about, they weren't listening to me. I go, I didn't disagree with a word you said about it, Daryl. Like, I was willing to take my beating over the Cavs series, and we'll do that here in a second. But when it came to the draft, like, I wasn't going after you over that.
I was just having some fun with you, that's all. But I did tell you so. I told you they were going to fill the trenches with their early picks instead of going after the coveted receivers and tight ends that everyone assumed that they were going to take.
Well, Daryl, congratulations. Who were the people that gave you hell over it? Because it wasn't me. Was it? Did Lima? I don't remember Lima giving you hell.
I knew that was going to be your response, too.
Well, I'm glad you did. Is that why you tagged me in it?
Pretty much.
He's just having fun,
Daryl's working
Kenny.
Me into a shoe.
He's just having fun and watching the world burn. What did you think overall of the strategy, Daryl? They didn't make a trade. That was something that for the first time in 5 years, in five drafts, that this organization did not swing one of those trades.
Yeah, I mean, that was a little surprising because Andrew Berry loves the wheel and deal and work his way up and down the board. He did say when the draft was over, he jokingly said to blame Kwesi up in Minnesota because they were trying to get something done with those seventh-round picks, and he tried to dump the seventh-round picks. He, really didn't have intent on using both of those picks, and yet he just couldn't find anything that he liked as far as a trade goes, so he ended up spending them. But these guys aren't going to help immediately, at least the vast majority of this class. Maybe Michael Hall will get an opportunity on that defensive line to be in the rotation. If something happens on the interior of the offensive line, God forbid, maybe Zach Zinter gets a bit of an opportunity. Maybe special teams, depending how this new kickoff thing looks. But really, this draft was done with 2025, 2026, and future years in mind, where these guys are going to come in, they're going to get an opportunity to hit the practice field, work with the coaching staff and their teammates, and hopefully develop their skill sets so that they eventually do become significant contributors. But again, I wrote this, I talked about it on the podcast with Andy Baskin, like, just from a realistic standpoint, don't expect that these guys are coming in to have an immediate impact.
Daryl, overall, we had heard about a week before the draft about Michael Hall and whether or not he was even draftable on some teams' charts. Did that surprise you? Because we haven't seen or heard anything really concrete that would cause that to be the case.
Yeah, and I like the pick for the Browns. I had said that I felt that defensive tackle should be one of, if not the top priority for them. There were questions asked about his size. They've, officially had him listed at 6'2 3/4", 290 pounds from the combine there. He gets to kind of stay home here, Streetsboro product. But I think that he'll get an opportunity here, and it'll be up to him what he makes of that opportunity.
I got to turn the mic on. Daryl Ryder joining us, brought to you by Scheiben Jewelers, Cleveland's premier jewelry store. I just want him. It's weird how they've gone with defensive tackles. Wasn't Tommy Togiai a fourth-round pick?
Yeah.
Okay, so they've gone fourth, third, and now second to try to address it here with Andrew Barry's draft picks. Like, we got to hit on some of them, so we got to hit on this young man. However, I do know I can't just sit there and go crazy. He is only 20 years old, and I do remember David when he was drafted. Now, he was a first-round pick and a tight end.
Right.
But, boy, David had a lot of growing up to do, and he would even admit that.
Yeah, and you can say the same thing about the wide receiver situation. This is the fifth straight year that they draft a wide receiver. This time around, it's Jamari Thrash that gets added to the mix. And we'll see what the kid can do. Two of the five receivers are no longer with the Browns, and Anthony Schwartz and Donovan Peoples-Jones. He got a little glimpse with Peoples-Jones that there might be something there, but ultimately they move on. And then he didn't do a whole lot for the Detroit Lions following that particular trade. So, this is Andrew Berry using, later picks on, specific positions. He also drafted another cornerback in the seventh round there. So it kind of feels like he's got a couple of positions that he prioritizes every year where he's trying to use a draft pick on, hoping that he hits on somebody.
The Nathaniel Watson pick, and certainly somebody like you alluded to special teams, maybe makes sense there, and was a guy that he had some numbers that absolutely popped last year with Mississippi State. However, he also, the character stuff comes up because of the DUI, and also in high school drag racing. I don't know how much that factored into it, maybe decision-making. But obviously the Haslams and this organization seem very comfortable continually taking chances on guys that maybe aren't on other teams' draft boards.
Yeah.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
That's a clear pattern here that the red flags aren't necessarily negatives or, you know, bad enough to take you off the board, so to speak. They've had some success with it. Right? I mean, look, let's be honest about it. Nobody's talking about what Deshaun Watson was accused of. And, I mean, that has all pretty much been brushed under the carpet. And that's even with him going to Saudi Arabia and posting about it on his social media accounts, right? And we all know what's going on in Saudi Arabia when it comes to women. So, you know, there were no protests. There were, you know, there were a couple of days and weeks of, you know, fans voicing their opinions on the accusations or whatever. But, like, it's not affected. People are still buying the tickets. People are still going to the games. They're still buying the merchandise. So, you know, Kareem Hunt is another player that they took a chance on, and they were able to help him repair his image. So, Andrew Berry said on Saturday when asked about the red flags with Nathaniel Watson, he said, you know, we're comfortable with the person. So, you're right, Anthony. The Browns are one of those teams that tend not to use the red flags against players when making decisions.
What'd you think of the AFC North in general? Obviously, all three of our rivals all had more picks. Two of those teams went with offensive line very early on with their first picks. Did anything stand out to you?
Yeah, that's what stood out to me, and I wonder why they did that, right? I mean, it's typical AFC North drafts, in my view. And part of me thinks that Myles Garrett may or may not have influenced some of those particular selections. And then obviously that's a compliment. And when's the last time we could say that the Cleveland Browns have influenced in any way, shape, or form what anybody within the division does with personnel and especially with their draft boards? So, you know, it just it feels like that the Steelers – and the Bengals and the Ravens, you know, do what they do. And this is going to be, in my view, similar to last year, the most competitive division in the NFL where there's a legitimate chance that everyone could finish above 500 again.
Darryl, what's your thoughts on Guardians caps? Over the helmet.
I certainly am all for player safety. I think that the vanity of a lot of players are not going to have them use them in games. And I'm wondering if they're going to put the helmet design on those Guardian caps so they, I guess, they really don't blend in, but you get what I'm saying. I'm all for player safety. I'm really curious to see if the players will be willing to wear those in the games now that they're allowed to do so.
I felt the same way. I didn't think there were people who were really fit to be tied. I didn't think it was that big of a deal that they were allowed to do that. Did you?
No, I didn't. And, you know, I think I said this when they first started wearing them a couple of years ago in practice. Yeah, I said that eventually those were going to be used on the field at some point because, I think it's five new styles of helmets that are going to be available to players this year to pick. I mean, The concussion situation is very real. You see the conditions of a lot of players, especially, you know, that 1970s through mid-1990s era where, you know, half the league played in those concrete ashtrays with, you know, concrete and astroturf, right? Mm-hmm. A lot of those players are dealing with serious medical issues from that era. So, you know, and the NFL has been sued over this and whatnot. So the league, just from a legal protection standpoint, is doing everything that they can to offer players the protections necessary. But there's inherent risk that comes with the game. Injury's part of it. But yeah, I am not the least bit surprised that those Guardian caps will be allowed to use. And again, I'm curious to see if they'll get dressed up to match the helmets.
How does it feel to be right about the Cavs series?
Terrible. That's the one champion's pose I did not want to do. I was hoping I was going to be wrong, but my gut just told me. I will say this. I did not expect them to get boat raced in both games. That was
something.
Yeah, that was really, really disappointing. And that sets up a critical game tomorrow night that I kind of feel like the fate of the franchise is on the line tomorrow night. Because if they lose and fall 3-2, that might be curtains. And then the ball starts rolling on a lot of really bad stuff with the Cavaliers. And I certainly don't want to see that happen. But just really, really disappointing that they, for all intents and purposes, no-showed two playoff games in Orlando.
Well, yeah.
And you know what? It's not just the Cavs thing, Ken. Hmm. I am stunned at the volume of blowouts we're seeing in the playoffs. You know, the lack of competitiveness in the majority of these games, very disappointing here in round one. So it's not just the Cavs. It's just for whatever reason this is happening in the NBA right now, where these playoff games, the vast majority just are not close.
Daryl, thank you for the time. It was hot.
You bet, guys. Have a good.
You too. Daryl Ryder.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails.